Welcome to Neuronomics Podcast, where we explore the evolving landscape of innovation, disruption, and technology's transformative power in our everyday lives.
They tell you to build on solid ground.
Sound advice. Logical. Safe. But what happens when the ground itself is liquefying? When the maps are burning and the architects are all shouting different directions? This is the world we inhabit now. AI accelerates. Pace that rewrites reality weekly. Economic structures, the bedrock of generations, groaning under the weight of their own obsolescence. Trust, fracture. Institutions, glitching. The old rule books, smoldering ash. Welcome to Neuronomics. I'm Skylar Setmiller. This isn't just a podcast. It's a signal flare in the storm. A place for those who see the chaos not as an end, but as a clearing. A brutal, necessary stripping away of the superficial. Leaving us with what? The core. Today we're not talking about incremental improvements. We're not discussing tweaks to a broken system. We're going deeper to the bedrock, to the source code of resilience. This era doesn't ask for your resume. It asks for your resolve. It doesn't care about your five-year plan. It demands your first principles. The speed of change, the sheer disorienting force of AI development, the unraveling of economic certainties. It's a pressure test. And under pressure, only the authentic endures. Everything else, it cracks. It shatters. It blows away like foundational fire. It's the heat that forges, the light that clarifies. It's the internal burn that refuses to be extinguished by external chaos. This isn't about finding a new trend to ride. This is about excavating what was always there, buried beneath the layers of conditioning, expectation, and fear. For years, we were sold a narrative of accumulation. Accumulate degrees. Accumulate job titles. Accumulate assets within decaying frameworks. The promise was stability. The reality? A gilded cage, increasingly fragile. Now the builders, the thinkers, the rebuilders, we're looking at the landscape and recognizing a fundamental truth. The game has changed, or rather, the illusion of the old game is dissolving. AI isn't just a tool. It's a mirror reflecting our own processes, our own inefficiencies, our own lack of clarity. Use it without a strong foundation, and you're just automating confusion, scaling distraction. Economic dislocation isn't just a downturn. It's a system reset. It's the market and its brutal wisdom demanding real value,
not just perceived status. So what is this foundational fire? It's threefold. One, clarity. Piercing, unrelenting clarity. Knowing your why. With such depth, it becomes your how. Understanding the signal is a universe of noise. First principles thinking stripped bare. Two, custody. Radical ownership of your mind, your data, your direction, your contribution. In a world of decentralized information and fractured trust, taking custody is not just a strategy. It's a declaration of sovereignty. Three, building from the core, aligning every action, every system, every creation with that clarified purpose and that owned direction. It's integrity in motion. It's building not for the fleeting approval of the crowd, but for the enduring resonance of truth. I've walked this path, rebuilt from burnout, from failure, stared into the abyss where the old structures I trusted had crumbled. Jail cells, broken businesses, the quiet desperation of a life off course. It's in those moments when the external scaffolding falls away that you're forced to find what's truly load-bearing within. That's where the foundational fire ignites. Not in the comfort of certainty, but in the crucible of uncertainty. Not in the echo chambers of agreement, but in the quiet solitude of conviction. This episode is for those who feel it. That tremor in the foundations. That call to something deeper. That understanding that the way forward isn't about finding a new script, but writing our own. From the core, with clarity, taking full custody. Because in a world being remade, the builders who operate from this internal fire don't just adapt. They architect what comes next. They don't just survive acceleration, they leverage it. The old systems are glitching. The builders are already moving. This is Neuronomics. Let's begin. I remember the distinct smell of stale coffee and institutional disinfectant. It's a smell that sears itself into your memory, a marker. Years ago, I found myself in a situation, a consequence of a series of spectacularly bad decisions, where my freedom was curtailed, starkly, physically. Four walls, limited choices, an abundance of time to think. Too much time, some might say, but it turned out to be exactly the amount of time I needed. Before that, I was moving fast, or so I thought. Building businesses, chasing metrics, caught in the slipstream of ambition. I had the jargon down. The hustle perfected the appearance of forward momentum. But beneath the surface, a distinct lack of core. My foundations were built on sand, on ego, on the shifting expectations of others. And when the storm hit, a perfect confluence of market forces, personal blind spots, and miscalculated risks. It all washed away. Spectacularly.
publicly, painfully. Losing everything you think defines you is a particular kind of violence. Your identity, your reputation, your financial stability, gone. In that small room with that persistent, sterile smell, the noise of my previous life was silenced, and there was no notifications to check, no meetings to rush to, no performative hustle to maintain, just me and the echoes of my failures. And in that silence, something unexpected began to emerge. Not hope, not initially, but a question. A single persistent question. What now? But not just what now in terms of practical steps. It was deeper. What now matters? What strip of all external validation is actually true for me? If I were to build again, what would be the unbreakable, unshakable foundation? This wasn't an intellectual exercise. It was a visceral excavation. The world outside, the one I'd been so desperately trying to conquer, continued its relentless pace. Early whispers of AI becoming more than just a research topic. The digital transformation of everything. Economic anxieties simmering. But in that forced isolation, those macro shifts felt distant. The immediate, urgent work was internal. I had to confront the reality that my previous clarity was an illusion. It was borrowed, reactive. I had to face the fact that I hadn't taken true custody of my choices. I'd been a passenger in a vehicle driven by ego and external pressures. And building from the core, my core was a hollow echo chamber. That period, as brutal as it was, became a furnace. It burned away the dross, the superficial ambitions, the fear of judgment. What was left was raw, uncomfortable, but undeniably real. It was the bedrock, the non-negotiable, the nascent understanding of what it meant to operate from a place of genuine internal alignment. This experience, this stripping away, isn't unique to a jail cell. Face our own versions of it, owls you out. The business failure that shatters your confidence. The economic rug pull that leaves you questioning everything. The relentless onslaught of AI-driven change that makes your hard-won skills feel suddenly vulnerable. These are the modern crucibles. They force us, if we're willing to stop, to go quiet. To ask those foundational questions. The context has shifted for all of us. The illusion of predictable career paths, stable institutions, a slow and steady trajectory, it's fading. We are all in some way standing in the rubble of old certainties. And the temptation is to scramble, to grasp the nearest piece of wreckage that looks familiar, to rebuild quickly, superficially, without interrogating the design flaws that led to the collapse. But what if this dislocation, this acceleration, this chaos is actually an invitation? An invitation to finally do the work of digging down to the core. To find that foundational fire.
Because what I learned in that quiet, sterile room and what I see mirrored in the seismic shifts around us today is this. When you build from a place of true clarity, when you take radical custody of your journey, when your actions are an extension of an unshakable core, the external storms can still rage, but you are no longer at their mercy. You become a force of your own. The context shifts, yes, but so does your capacity to navigate it, to shape it. That's the power we're here to unlock. The power of building from that foundational fire. Clarity. It's a word we throw around. Get clear on your goals. Clarity of purpose. But in the Neuronomics context, when we talk about clarity, we're talking about something more primal, more potent. It's not just intellectual understanding. It's a visceral knowing. It's the kind of clarity that cuts through the noise, the hype, the disinformation, and anchors you to an unshakable truth. Clarity is capital, yes, but it's also your compass and your shield in an age of perpetual disorientation. The first enemy of clarity? Noise. And we are drowning in it. Notifications pinging, feeds endlessly scrolling, AI-generated content at a velocity that outpaces human consumption. Everyone has an opinion, a framework, a definitive guide. The sheer volume is designed intentionally or not to overwhelm your capacity for discernment, to keep you reactive, distracted. Seeking clarity in this environment is an act of rebellion. It requires creating intentional space. Silence. The kind of silence I found forced upon me, but that we must now proactively carve out for ourselves. How do we cultivate this bedrock clarity? First principles thinking. This isn't just for Elon Musk designing rockets. It's for you designing your life, your business, your response to an AI-infused world. A first principle is a foundational proposition or assumption that stands alone. You cannot deduce it from any other proposition or assumption. Most of us operate on derived principles, hand-me-down beliefs. Assumptions layered upon assumptions. I need this degree to be successful. Why? I need to work in this industry. Says who? AI is going to take all the jobs. Is that a fundamental truth or a fear-based extrapolation? To get to first principles, you have to be willing to strip things back. To ask why, relentlessly, like a child, until you hit something that is self-evident to you. What is the fundamental problem you are trying to solve? What is the fundamental value you are trying to create? What are the fundamental, unshakable truths about human needs, market dynamics, or your own intrinsic motivations? When I was rebuilding, I had to apply this to myself. Why did I want to build businesses? Was it for money? Status? Freedom? Impact? Peeling back the layers. Money was a means, not an end. Status was an ego trap. Freedom and impact. Those resonated deeper. freedom from what? Freedom to do what? Impact on whom? In what way? The answers didn't come from a spreadsheet. They came from that quiet, reflective space. From journaling. From brutal honesty. The clarity that emerged was that I'm driven to build systems that empower individuals to navigate complexity and create leverage. That became a first principle for my work. Second, distinguish signal from noise. The signal is the information that matters, that aligns with your first principles, that moves you towards your clarified objectives. The noise is everything else. The distractions, the anxieties, the irrelevant data, the opinions of those whose incentives don't align with yours. This requires developing a ruthless filter. Who do you listen to? Why? What information sources are consistently high signal for your specific context? Where does AI-generated content serve you with distilled information? And where does it merely amplify the noise or create convincing hallucinations? The rebuilder, the strategic thinker, doesn't consume information passively. They hunt for signal actively. They curate aggressively. Consider the AI space itself. GPT models are evolving at lightning speed. New tools, new capabilities, daily. The noise says you're falling behind. Learn everything, master every tool. The signal, if your clarity is focused on, say, using AI to automate repetitive tasks to free up human creativity, directs you very differently. You'd focus on specific automation tools like n8n or make.com. You'd learn just enough about OpenAI's APIs to serve that specific goal. You wouldn't chase every new multimodal model or every philosophical debate about AGI unless it directly served your core objective. Clarity here isn't about knowing everything. It's about knowing what not to focus on. Third, embrace iterative clarity. Bedrock clarity isn't a one-time revelation. It's a process. You don't chisel your first principles into stone and then walk away. The world changes. You change. New information emerges. So, you test your clarity against reality. You build something small based on your current understanding. You put it out into the world. You see how it interacts with the accelerating changes in AI, with the shifting economic landscape, and you refine. This is the mindset of the builder, the systems thinker. Hypothesize, test, learn, iterate. Your core principles might remain stable, but your expression of them, your strategies for executing on them, must adapt. The anxiety many feel today comes from a desire for permanent, fixed clarity in a world that is fundamentally dynamic. That's a recipe for paralysis. The clarity we seek is a navigational clarity, like a ship's captain who has a clear destination, your core purpose, and understands the principles of sailing, your first principles, but constantly adjusts the sails and rudder, your strategies and tactics, based on the changing winds and currents, AI evolution, economic shifts. This kind of clarity is the bedrock because it's resilient.
It's not dependent on a specific job title, a specific technology, or a specific economic climate. It's an internal locus of control, an operating system for your mind. It's what allows you to look at the chaos, the blueprint burning, and instead of panicking, see the open space to build something new, something true, something that lasts. This is the first layer of the foundational fire, the light that guides all else. Without it, custody is aimless, and building from the core is impossible. Clarity. Seek it relentlessly. Defend it fiercely. Build upon it. Once clarity begins to illuminate your path, the next imperative is custody. Taking radical, uncompromising ownership. This isn't just about responsibility in the traditional sense. Showing up, doing your job. This is deeper, more profound. It's about recognizing that in an increasingly decentralized, disintermediated, and often disorienting world, you are the ultimate steward of your attention, your data, your decisions, your value, and your narrative. No institution, no platform, no algorithm will do it for you, not with your best interests at heart. This custody is both a heavy burden and an immense power. Let's break down what this custody entails. First, custody of your mind. Your attention is the currency of the modern age. Every platform, every app, every piece of content is vying for you. AI-powered algorithms are exquisitely designed to capture and hold you, often by appealing to our most primal triggers. Fear, outrage, novelty, validation. To take custody of your mind is to become ruthlessly intentional about what you consume, who you allow to influence your thoughts, and where you direct your focus. It means curating your information diet as carefully as your nutrition diet. It means recognizing that automation without clarity is scaling confusion applies not just to business processes, but to the automation of your own thinking if you cede control to the algorithms. This is where mental models become critical. Frameworks for thinking that help you process information, make decisions, and resist manipulation. This is your internal firewall, protecting your processing power for what truly matters. Second, custody of your data. We live in an age where data is increasingly, well, your personal data, your behavioral data, your creative output. It's all being harvested, analyzed, and monetized, often without full comprehension or consent. AI models are trained on vast datasets, much of it generated by us, the users. Taking custody of your data means understanding its value. It means making conscious choices about what you share with whom and under what terms. It means exploring tools and platforms that prioritize user sovereignty and data ownership. This isn't about becoming a digital hermit. It's about strategic engagement. It's asking, is this exchange fair? Am I a user or am I the product? As we move forward in a world with more decentralized trust mechanisms, perhaps even involving crypto and blockchain technologies,
verifiable ownership. This custody becomes even more critical. Your digital identity, your intellectual property, your contributions to networks, these are assets. Treat them as such. Third, custody of your economic trajectory. The old models of career stability are glitching. The job for life is a large relic. Economic dislocation, driven by technological shifts and geopolitical instability, means that relying solely on traditional employment or legacy financial systems is an increasingly risky proposition. Taking custody of your economic trajectory means embracing a builder's mindset, even if you're not an entrepreneur in the traditional sense. It means developing skills that are adaptable and resilient. It means understanding how value is created and exchanged in this new landscape. It means diversifying your income streams potentially. It means understanding the implications of AI on your industry and proactively skilling, upskilling, or reskilling. It means building systems, not just relying on a job, an audience, a product, a service, a unique combination of skills that you control, that you can learn. This isn't about predicting the future. It's about building an anti-fragile economic base. One that can withstand shocks and capitalize on emerging opportunities. Fourth, custody of your narrative. In a noisy world, your story is your signal. Who are you? What do you stand for? What are you building in life? If you don't define your narrative, the world, or worse, the algorithms or your critics will define it for you. Taking custody of your narrative means articulating your journey, your values, your vision, with clarity and authenticity. It means building in public, perhaps sharing your process, your learnings, your failures. This isn't about performative vulnerability. It's about strategic self-authorship. When I started sharing my story, the failures, the rebuilding, the lessons from jail, the challenges of solo parenting, well building, it wasn't easy. There's a vulnerability there, but it was an act of taking custody, of saying, this is my story. These are my lessons. This is the foundation from which I now build. It connected me with others on similar paths. The rebuilders, the thinkers, the Gen Z and the millennial generation hungry for real signal. Your narrative, owned and articulated, becomes a magnet for your tribe. The burden of this custody is that it's relentless. It requires constant vigilance, critical thinking, and a willingness to operate outside traditional comfort zones. There's no one to blame you if you abdicate this responsibility. The system isn't designed to protect your sovereignty by default. But the power is immense. When you take true custody, you move from being a passive consumer to an active architect, from being a pawn in someone else's game to the master of your own. You stop waiting for permission. You stop being defined by external forces. You begin to operate with a sense of agency that is palpable, that attracts opportunity, that allows you to navigate the accelerating changes with a sense of groundness, not panic. This custody, built upon the bedrock of clarity, is the engine of the foundational fire. It
It's the assertion of self in a world that often seeks to diminish it. It's the quiet confidence of knowing that whatever chaos ensues, you hold the reins of your own response, your contribution, your evolution. This is not arrogance. This is a deep, humble, and powerful acceptance of your role as the primary agent in your life. Take custody. It's your most potent leverage. Clarity illuminates. Custody empowers. But what is it precisely that you are building from? This brings us to the heart of the foundational fire, defining your core. Your core isn't your job title. It's not your current skill set. It's not even your most ambitious goal. Your core is the irreducible essence of who you are, what you value, and what you are uniquely positioned to contribute. It's the internal wellspring from which all authentic action flows. In an age of superficial trends and fleeting digital identities, building from the core is what creates resonance, resilience, and lasting impact. So how do you define this core? It's an introspective journey, but one with intensely practical outcomes. First, excavate your non-negotiables. These are your absolute values, the lines you will not cross, the principles that, if compromised, would make any achievement feel hollow. For some, it might be integrity. For others, impact, or freedom, or family, or relentless learning. These aren't aspirational. They are fundamental. Think back to moments of profound satisfaction or deep regret. What values were being honored or violated? When I was adrift, chasing external validation, my actions were often out of sync with my deeper, unarticulated values of authenticity and meaningful contribution. The resulting dissonance was a constant, low-grade hum dissatisfaction, even amidst apparent success. Defining your non-negotiables creates a powerful filter for decision making. Does this opportunity align with my core values? Will this path require me to compromise what is fundamental to me? If the answer is no, or yes, to compromise, then even the most glittering prize will ultimately feel like a trap. Second, identify your unique capabilities, your zone of genius. This isn't just about what you're good at. It's about the unique intersection of your talents, passions, and experiences. What activities make you feel energized, alive, in flow? What problems do you find yourself naturally drawn to solving? What skills have you developed, perhaps through unconventional paths or even through overcoming adversity, that give you a distinct perspective? For me, experiences like rebuilding from failure, learning to communicate complex ideas with clarity, and the discipline of systems thinking, honed both in business and as a solo dad managing a household and a child's development, all contribute to my unique capability stack. AI can automate tasks. It can even generate creative content. But it cannot replicate your unique human tapestry of lived experience, deeply held values, and the specific way your mind connects. Ideas. Your core capability isn't about being the best in the world at one thing. It's about being uniquely you and how you combine several things.
that combination is your defensible edge. Third, understand your why, your purpose. This is the energizing force, the North Star. It's connected to your values and capabilities, but it's more directional. What change do you want to affect in the world, however small or large? What dent do you want to make in the universe? Simon Sinek's Start With Why is a popular touchstone, but this goes deeper than a marketing tagline. This is about the fundamental human need for meaning. My why crystallized by helping people build clarity and leverage in a chaotic world. It's a mission that gets me out of bed, that fuels the late nights, that makes the challenges worthwhile. It connects my personal journey of rebuilding to a broader service. Your why doesn't have to be grandiose. It could be about providing a stable and loving environment for your family. It could be about mastering a craft to the highest level of excellence. It could be about creating beauty in a world that often feels ugly. The key is that it must be authentic to you, resonant, deeply felt. Fourth, recognize your rebuilder's psychology. This is especially true for many in the Neuronomics audience. If you've been through the fire, burnout, betrayal by the system, significant loss or failure, you don't just emerge with scars. You emerge with a certain kind of wisdom, a resilience, a bullshit detector honed to perfection. This rebuilder's psychology is part of your core. It gives you an empathy for others facing similar struggles. It provides a unique vantage point from the flaws in existing systems. It fuels a determination to build better, smarter, more human-centric framework. Don't shy away from this part of your story. Don't view it as baggage. It's fuel. It's the grit that gives your foundational fire its intensity. My experiences with the justice system, with business collapse, with personal reinvention, these aren't footnotes. They are central to my core, informing my perspective on economic dislocation, the need for decentralized trust, and the psychology of resilience. Defining your core isn't a weekend workshop exercise that you file away. It's an ongoing process of self-discovery and refinement. It's about listening to the quiet signals from within, even as the external world screams for your attention. It's about understanding that your most powerful contributions will come not from trying to be someone else or chasing someone else's success, but from courageously, authentically, and strategically expressing your own unique core. When you build from this core, the AI tools become extensions of your purpose, not replacements for your judgment. The economic shifts become opportunities to apply your unique capabilities in new ways. The systems you build are not just functional, they are resonant. They carry your signature. This is the difference between a life, a business, a creation that is merely constructed, and one that is truly alive, powered by that foundational fire. Your core is your anchor. Your core is your launch pad. Define it. Own it. Build from it. You've sought clarity. You've taken custody. You've defined your core. Now the critical question. How do you translate this internal foundation into external reality? How do you architect a life, a business, a system that is a true expression of that foundational fire? This is where principles meet practice, where the abstract comes concrete. It's about designing your personal operating system. An operating system in computing manages hardware and software resources. It provides common services for computer programmers. Your personal OS does the same for your life. It manages your time, energy, attention, your most valuable resources, framework for your habits, routines, decision-making process, and how you engage with the world, including its accelerating technologies. A core built personal OS ensures that these elements are not random or reactive, but intentionally aligned with your clarity, custody, and core. The first element of this architecture, intentional design of your environment. Your physical space, your digital space, your social spheres, they all exert powerful influence on your ability to operate from the core. Does your environment support deep work and clear thinking? Or is it a constant source of distraction and fragmentation? This means curating your inputs. Unsubscribe aggressively. Mute notifications by default. Design your workspace for focus. It means being conscious of the people you spend time with. Do they energize your core pursuits or drain your capacity? This isn't about isolation. It's about intentional association. Finding your fellow builders, thinkers, and rebuilders who resonate with a similar frequency. Second, rhythm and rituals aligned with your core. Humans are creatures of rhythm. Daily, weekly, seasonal. What are the foundational rituals that keep you grounded and aligned with your core purpose? This could be a morning routine for clarity, meditation, journaling, defining your most important task for the day. It could be a weekly review to assess progress against your core objectives and adjust your custody of time. Dedicated blocks for deep work on projects that express your unique capabilities. These rituals aren't about rigid constraint. They're about creating a supportive structure that conserves willpower and directs energy towards what matters. For me, as a solo dad and builder, routines are non-negotiable. Time for my son. Time for my deep work on neural networks. Time for physical health. These are scheduled with the same seriousness as any critical business meeting because they are critical to sustain the foundational fire. Third, strategic leverage of tools, especially AI. The Luddite response to AI is to reject. Hype-driven response is to adopt everything indiscriminately. The core-built approach is strategic. AI tools, OpenAI models, automation platforms like n8n or make.com, data analysis tools are incredibly powerful levers. But leverage, by definition, requires a fulcrum. Your core is that fulcrum. Ask, how can this tool help me express my core values more effectively? How can it automate tasks that are not an expression of my unique capabilities, freeing me up for what only I can do? How can it help me achieve my clarified why with greater impact or reach? Automation without clarity is just scaling confusion. this is paramount. If your core is about fostering deep human connection, using AI to spam generic messages is a misalignment. But using AI to manage scheduling, transcribe interviews, or summarize research so you can spend more quality time engaging with people, that's strategic leverage. You don't serve the tools. The tools serve your core mission. Fourth, feedback loops for iteration and growth. A core-built system is not static. It's a living, evolving entity. This requires building in feedback loops. How are you measuring whether your actions are truly aligned with your core? What signals from the market, from your audience, from your own internal state, tell you whether you're on track or drifting? This isn't just about data and analytics, though those can be useful. It's about cultivating self-awareness, checking in with your internal compass. It's about seeking out trusted advisors or small mastermind group who understand your core and can offer honest reflections. When I get feedback on Neuronomics episodes, I filter it through my core mission. Am I providing clarity, strategic depth, human insight? Am I awakening deeper thinking? Feedback that helps me do better is gold. Feedback that pulls me towards superficial trends or away from my core voice is noise. Fifth, resilience protocols. Building from the core in a world of economic dislocation and AI acceleration will inevitably involve setbacks, challenges, moments where the fire feels like it's dead. Your personal OS needs resilience protocols. What are your practices for managing stress, preventing burnout, and recharging your energy? How do you process failure or disappointment in a way that extracts lessons rather than drains motivation? This is where the rebuilder's psychology is baked into your operating system. For me, it's time in nature, physical exercise, unstructured time with my son, connecting with my small circle of friends who are trusted and know my journey, reminding myself of past challenges overcome. These aren't luxuries. They are essential maintenance for the engine that powers your core-driven life. The architecture of a core-built life or system is deeply personal. There's no one-size-fits-all template. But the principles are universal. Intentionality. Alignment. Leverage. Iteration. And resilience. It's about moving from a life of accidental accumulation to a life of deliberate design, where every system, every habit, every choice is a conscious expression of your deepest clarity, your sovereign custody, and your authentic core. This is how you build something that not only withstands the chaos, but harnesses its energy. This is how the foundational fire becomes not just an internal state, but an external reality. A reality you architect. So what does this look like when the foundational fire is truly burning? When clarity, custody, and core principles translate into tangible action and impact in this AI-accelerated, economically dislocated world. It's not about a perfect, frictionless existence. Far from it. It's about a grounded, resilient, and potent way of moving through the chaos, building value, and leading with clarity. let's explore some archetypes, some manifestations of this fire in action. Consider the indie hacker, the solo builder. This individual, often a Gen Z or millennial, has seen the glitching of old institutions. They're not waiting for permission from a corporate hierarchy. Their clarity comes from identifying a specific, often niche, problem they are uniquely equipped to solve, driven by their own experiences or frustrations. They take custody of their entire stack, product development, marketing, customer service. They learn just enough about AI tools, GPT for copy, Midjourney for quick visuals, automation scripts for workflows, to be a force multiplier of their solo efforts. Their core is often about autonomy, craftsmanship, and direct connection with their users. They're not trying to build a unicorn. They're building a sustainable, impactful, small business that aligns with their life. I see them leveraging platforms like X to build in public, sharing their journey, their wins, their MRR. Their foundational fire is in their relentless execution, their adaptability, their direct ownership of their destiny. They are the micro-entrepreneurs proving that value creation doesn't require massive scale, but massive alignment. Then there's the strategic rebuilder within an existing system. This person might work in a larger organization, one that's struggling to adapt to the pace of change. Their clarity isn't about leaving, necessarily, but about identifying where they can carve out a sphere of influence to drive meaningful change from within. They take custody of their projects, their teams, their small corner of the bureaucracy, and run it based on first principles, even if it's counterculture to the wider organization. About implementing more human-centric processes, about championing ethical AI adoption, or about finding ways to cut through red tape to deliver real value. Their foundational fire is in their quiet persistence, their ability to navigate internal politics with entrepreneurs who understand that even large ships can be turned. Degree by painstaking degree, by a committed hand on a small rudder. They build pockets of excellence, islands of clarity that can eventually inspire broader transformation. Think about the systems thinker, the first principles strategist. This individual might be an advisor, a consultant, a content creator like myself, or a leader obsessed with understanding the deep structures that govern our world. Their clarity comes from relentlessly deconstructing complexity, identifying patterns, and articulating mental models that can help others navigate. They take custody of their intellectual framework, constantly refining it, stress testing it against new information from AI developments, economic shifts, and cultural currents. Their core is about the pursuit of truth, the dissemination of wisdom, and the empowerment of others through understanding. They are the sense makers, the cartographers of chaos. Their foundational fire is evident in their rigorous thinking, their ability to connect disparate dots, model scenarios, or to help articulate their insights. But their value lies in the human wisdom that directs those tools. They are building the intellectual infrastructure for the next era. And consider ethical architects of AI systems. As AI becomes more powerful and pervasive, a critical need arises for individuals who build and deploy these technologies
with a strong ethical compass rooted in core human values. Their clarity isn't about understanding, not just about what AI can, but what it should do, and crucially, what it shouldn't. They take custody of the design principles, the data inputs, the potential societal impacts of the AI they are developing. They advocate for transparency, fairness, and accountability. Their core is often a deep commitment to human well-being, to justice, to ensure that these powerful tools serve humanity rather than undermining it. Their foundational fire is their courage to ask hard questions, to push back against purely profit-driven motives, to champion long-term societal benefit over short-term technological advancement for its own sake. They are building the guardrails, the conscience, for an AI-infused future. What connects these diverse examples? They're not waiting for the blueprint to be handed to them. They're drawing it. They are not defined by the chaos. They are defined by their response to it. Their actions are not desperate flailing, but deliberate strokes guided by an internal compass. They understand that automation without clarity is just scaling confusion. So they clarify first, then automate strategically. They see economic dislocation not just as a threat, but as a clearing where new, more resilient, more equitable value systems can be built. They blend personal revelation with macro-level truths, understanding that their individual journey of building from the core is a fractal of a larger human need for meaning and agency. My own journey with Neuronomics is an example of this foundational fire in action. It was born from the ashes of past failures, fueled by a clarified purpose to help others navigate this intense era. I take custody of the message, the production, the direction. A solo endeavor for now, because that allows for undiluted expression of its core principles. The core is about delivering high signal content, blending strategic depth with raw human insight, and fostering a community of builders and thinkers. The growth of this platform, the emails I receive, the conversations it sparks, they're not just metrics. They are affirmations that building from this authentic, foundational place resonates. It finds its people. This foundational fire doesn't promise an easy path. It promises a meaningful one. It promises that when the winds of change howl, you will have an anchor. When opportunities arise from the flux, you will have a compass to guide your choices. When the noise becomes deafening, you will have an internal signal to trust. This is the essence of building while the blueprints burn. It's about becoming a source of light and heat in a world that desperately needs both. Your fire, your foundation, your future. The world isn't waiting. AI is not slowing down. The economic tectonic plates are still shifting. The comfortable illusions of yesterday are just that, illusions. And in this relentless unfolding, this beautiful, terrible, exhilarating moment of transformation, there are two kinds of people. Those who are overwhelmed by the burning of the old, and those who are warmed by its fire, using it to light and see the path ahead.
This foundational fire we've talked about today, clarity, custody, building from the core, this isn't a neat little framework to intellectually admire. It's a call to arms, a personal mandate. It's the vital work of our time for anyone who refuses to be a passive spectator in their own life, in their own future. Clarity is not a luxury. It's your primary weapon against manipulation and misdirection. It's the hard-won insight that allows you to see the leverage points where others only see chaos. Cut through the noise. Find your signal relentlessly. Custody is not just responsibility. It's sovereignty. In an age of algorithmic influence and institutional decay, taking radical ownership of your mind, your data, your economic path, your narrative, this is the ultimate act of self-determination. Own your journey, every step. Building from the core is not just authenticity, it's strategy. Aligning your actions with your deepest values and unique capabilities is how you build something that resonates, something that endures, something that AI cannot replicate. Your unique human signature on the world. Build what matters. Build what lasts. The old systems are glitching. This is not a bug. It's a feature of profound evolutionary change. And in the spaces opened up by this disruption, the builders are moving. They are not waiting for permission. They are not waiting for certainty. They are armed with clarity, operating with custody, building from their core. They are the indie hackers forging new markets from their laptops. They are the strategic rebuilders transforming institutions from within. They are the systems thinkers providing maps for uncharted territory. They are the ethical architects ensuring our technological future serves our human values. They are you. Or they can be you. This isn't about some grand, unattainable heroism. It's about the quiet fire of conviction. It's about the daily discipline of aligning your actions with your deepest truths. It's about raising your child, like I am, and wanting them to see a parent who met chaos not with fear, but with focused creation. It's about that deep feeling in your gut that you were made for more than just navigating the wreckage. You were made to build the ark. The future doesn't belong to the loudest. It belongs to the clearest. It doesn't belong to the most compliant. It belongs to those who take custody of their own path. It doesn't belong to the trend chasers. It belongs to those who build from an unshakable core. Neuronomics isn't just content. It's a signal, a reminder that you are not alone in this, that the disorientation you feel is shared, that the hunger for something real, something true, something foundational is a collective yearning. We weren't born for safety nets. We were wired to build while the blueprints burn. So, let this be your mission. What clarity will you fight for this week? What custody will you claim? What one action will you take to build from your core? Don't wait for the perfect moment. The moment is now. The fire is within you. Let it burn. Let it guide. let it build. I'm Skylar Segmiller. This is Neuronomics. Follow for more clarity in chaos. Subscribe if you're building while the systems burn. Join the builders who refuse to wait for permission. Ready to architect what comes next? The foundational fire awaits. Don't forget to listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and at neuronomics.com, where you can also subscribe to the Neuronomics Weekly Newsletter.